The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, May 3rd, and it's lovely 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. As you know, when you have good people in studio doing big things, great things, you get excited and you get humbled, right? Because the Run Fully Home is doing an initiative, and they are partnering with, let me see if I get this right, the Sugar Rush Factory. Sugar Factory, see? I'm not sure where I get a rush, but I know that this is a restaurant that all the Bahamians go to on Saturday. I mean, packed, and everyone sits down. And they are partnering with this initiative. So I'm kind of excited to say, well, how is it the most popular restaurant in the Bahamas is now partnering with the Run Fully Home? So this has got to be big news, what's happening. So I want to understand exactly how this partnership came about, why this partnership came about, right? And I want to know, is there a need that a Run Fully Home is having, or this, or why? What is the initiative? And then I want to know how we got Sugar Factory to say, hey, I'm joining, and I'm prepared to assist with that. So that's where we're going. So I have... Well, I have actually five guests in studio, right? But only two are prepared to speak. But my goal is to have everyone speak today so we can see how this goes, right? So let's start with you.
Top of the morning. I'm Aaron Thompson. I'm a server from Sugar Factory. And what we're doing at Sugar Factory is we are celebrating our third anniversary here in the Bahamas. And we would love to partner up with... They ran Fully Home because we are inspired by the work that they do. And we have a special promotion going on this month where we're going to be trying to offset some of the costs that we've discovered at the Ran Fully Home with our promotion of selling our three special drinks. And the three special drinks that we're going to be offering are the French Vanilla Latte, the Caramel Macchiato, and one of my favorites, the Cookie Jar Milkshake.
I've tried the Cookie Jar Milkshake. That's like $17 to $20.
No, but guess what? For this promotion, what we're going to be doing is for each of those drinks, we're actually selling them for only $7.
Oh, you're lowering the price for this initiative?
Only $7.
Okay, that's popular.
So what we're doing is we're actually, with the cost, we're taking $2 from every purchase, and we're actually going to donate to the Ran Fully Home. So now you can enjoy that same cookie jar milkshake, mm-hmm, and know you're going to be supporting the Ran Fully Home.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Ran Fully Home, right? I know they have an initiative going on. They have bills. Everybody have bills. But the home in particular have a number of bills to take care and maintain the residence and to run the maintenance of the property. Right, and I assume this is why you partner with Sugar Rush. It's hey,
Sugar Factory. Sugar,
why
Sugar
you call Factory. Sugar
Rush? Because it gives you a rush, Mr.
Yes, that's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. I might have to write that down so I can call it. But mind you, when I pass it, I call it by the whole name too. No, I'm stopping. But anyway, the correct name, right? Tell me about what's happening at the home.
Okay, as you guys know, it is no small feat to run Ran Fully. We provide a safe, nurturing environment for our kids, but it is hard. It takes approximately $800,000 to $850,000 per year to keep our doors open. And Sugar Factory goal is to raise approximately $12,000 that will go towards the home and the kids. And ironically, our food bill and counseling ranges to about $10,000 to $12,000 per month. So we definitely need the funds, and you know, we're so honored to have been chosen as the recipient of this donation. So I am encouraging everyone under the sound of my voice, organizations, families, come out and support. Purchase your coupons. You're able to redeem them throughout the month of May and June also.
I'm butting in here. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know the voice you just talked to is not a new voice. This is Catherine Tisnell-Mitchell. I'm just kind of sitting into fangirl on this whole endeavor today. That's not a new voice to you. That's Miss Benishka Bullard, who has been on the radio before talking about her journey coming up through Ranfurly and now serving as our brand ambassador and so much more for the home. But I, as well as keeping Mr. Nuri company some Fridays, I've been a board member on Ranfurly Homes for 15 years, 14 years. I don't know. I'm getting old. But Benishka and I grew up together in the home. I as a board member and mentor, and she is a resident and now one of our leaders who we're so proud of. But I want to say, you keep saying Sugar Rush because that place will give you a rush. And we are so honored that you have seen our need and chosen to help us out in this exciting way, because this is really, it hits a sweet spot. It's helping out our children, but in a way that all children are begging for. We know our kids are going into exams, into stress. We have Mother's Day coming up. We have Teachers Appreciation Week next week. Let's not forget our teachers, everyone. I think coupons are available. And this is a fun way to, you know, just put that necessary healthy sugar in your diet, but also give us what is a much needed cash injection into the home. One of the myths about Ranfurly, and I won't hog the microphone because we have great speakers in with great voices, Mr. Thompson, really. We're made for radio. Great voices in the studio today, along with some silent partners who are smiling, but huge supporters with us today. But this is a necessary initiative because one of the myths is that we're a private home, but we don't get the most money. We get the least money from government, who do support us, but that means we have to beg the most. I say that with love to all of the consistent support we get to keep our doors open, and it is a challenge. Everyone knows how much one child costs to keep clothes fed and schooled and happy. So these are dozens of children that we take care of and come in and out of our doors. So thank you for stepping up and offering us this service without us having to ask for it. We appreciate you very much.
Yes, and earlier we spoke to Arian Thompson. I just pronounced his name.
It's actually Aaron.
Aaron Thompson, right, yes, who's an associate at Sugar Factory, right? But with you have your general manager?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I know I didn't ask him to speak, right? And he says, I'm going to be quiet. But I want to know, why would Sugar Factory decide to say, hey, I'm going to partner with you all. I'm going to partner with the Ranfurly Home.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mauricio Osorio. I'm currently the general manager for the Sugar Factory. And well, as you well said before, we found ourselves partnering with the Ranfurly Home for Children, just hoping to do something as well for the community. We strongly believe that as the business successes, we also have to find a way to give back and to grow into the heart of the people of the Bahamas that have been with us for the last 3 years. So the reason why we're here today, we actually asked Erin, he was very excited to be on board with us to be the ambassador of the Sugar Factory for this campaign, is because he also feels that it's very important that people can see that he, as a young server, he's doing great, and he's actually growing and going to college and being a better person. But he also knows how important it is to be aware of the needs of the community.
And I'm impressed, actually, that you chose a server, an associate, to be the brand ambassador to this initiative, to say, hey, I'm going to empower you. You're going to go on the radio. You're going to herald us. Right, you're going to explain the program, so I'm very impressed with that. So, but just going back to you, Thompson, right? I want to hear again about what is being offered, right? I even heard about coupons. Because is this just for a month?
What we're doing is we're going to be offering this campaign throughout the month. For this month, throughout the end of the month, you can go on the website. It's called SipsForSmiles242.com. And what we are encouraging is we want, you can purchase coupons there. We want to also encourage corporate Bahamas, organizations, mass bodies of people to be able to come in and buy coupons even in bulk. And you can come in and redeem those coupons at the Rotunda, the lower level of Bahama, at our coffee shop. And you can come in. And we'll be, those coupons, you can buy them the month of May, the entire month of May, but they'll be redeemable up until the end of June.
So I have 2 months to redeem this.
Exactly.
I have all of May and all of June to use this.
But
now, I've been to Sugar Factory, right? Like I said, I have my favorite drink, right, besides the food, right? But I didn't even know about the coupons.
Yeah, so...
You need to tell me more about the coupons. I didn't know that I could purchase coupons.
So the the coupons is just so for people who want to get involved on a larger scale who aren't necessarily at the location already, but you can also walk into our coffee shop right there at Bahama and just purchase the drinks, and you'll be eligible to still donate or support in that way. Just walk up. No, hey, I would like one of the three drinks that you mentioned about the Ranfurly Home, and you can support that way.
Okay, remind me about, or remind us about the drinks again. Which specific drinks are being offered, and the discount again? Because like I said, I pay $17. And now you're saying it's only $7.
Yeah, man, so only
I need to take advantage
only
now.
Only $7. Yeah. So it's a caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, and the cookie jar mini milkshake.
And you did your popular drinks too. Not even the
they
ones.
They are, that's
a triumvirate. And that's a great, I love the idea of getting corporate Bahamas to come in. This is a great employee incentive. And so,
And I think it's also teachers' appreciation.
Teachers' appreciation. I know every teacher would appreciate this hitting their sweet spot, as we said. And those are my favorite drinks.
So
this
I can actually buy the coupons for a tote bag gift selection.
Yes.
Like that?
You can go online. It's www.sipsofsmiles.com, and you can fill out the information that has the fields there. And you can, when you fill out that information, we'll actually contact you to tell you how you go about supporting with large numbers of coupons and any information you need.
So is it a coupon book or individual? Like how much for a typical coupon? I'm trying to picture my head.
You're just purchasing the normal price of the drinks.
Dollar value.
So the $7. So as much as you want, and you just come and redeem those at the coffee shop.
And can I use this coupon to buy anything? Because like I said, I come there for the food. I mean, I could come there to drink too. But
so it's just the specific drinks, the caramel macchiato, the French vanilla latte, and the cookie jar milkshake.
I understand.
And like I said, it's only $7. And from that $7, $2 of every purchase would be going to the Ranfurly Home.
And Bernishka Bullard, at one point in time, you were a resident. You call it resident?
Yes.
Okay, the resident at the home. So what happens at the home is personal to you,
yes,
right? Even in terms of being the brand ambassador for the home, it's personal to you because you've lived there. You experience being a part of the system. Mm-hmm. And so you have an intimate knowledge of what all the home needs, what the money is used for, right? And I want to know how was the sugar factory selected for this initiative? Like, I know it's one of the most popular restaurants inside the Bahamas, right? But I want to know, I'm going to call the general manager of the sugar factory and ask if he want to partner with us. Why the sugar factory?
So we actually selected them, actually.
Okay, you selected them.
Yeah, we admire the work that they're doing in the community.
You understand that it's the most popular restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you went there.
Yes, because we saw the work that they're doing. We understood the overhead that they have. I think the numbers are they have overhead of upwards of $850,000 annually.
Okay.
So we definitely want to be able to, you know, help them out in that area because we also want to create an example also for other companies to follow.
Thank you. And I will say I'm a mom. So I have young kids other than my Ranfurly babies. But I'm a mother of young kids, and I know how popular the Sugar Factory is.
Yes.
Because every Saturday birthday party, where it's everyone's we want to go there. This is where we want to go to. This is the wish list. So it's such a good brand, and I appreciate it because as much as I have loved it as someone who has a sugar addiction, I admit it, and children, it also is great to see the social responsibility of you reaching back to the community because Ranfurly has so much going on. And it was mentioned, Mr. Nuri said to you about it, he admires seeing the growth in you, the fact that you're attending a university, that the management has given you the opportunity to grow into new roles. Mr. Nuri and I both come from hospitality backgrounds, so it's wonderful to see this opportunity. And as Dr. Downey Johnson just said on the show that just happened, it's never too late to do the right thing. I think here you're starting off by doing the right thing. I really appreciate that growth opportunity. And we at Ranfurly are always looking at how we can grow. And we know that growth doesn't happen in our comfort zone. Bernishka, do you want to talk about some of the initiatives we're growing into, like our transitional step program?
Yes. So we do have various committees that you guys can get involved in if you have like some sort of skill set or you would want to give back. So there is the transitional committee, and we're so happy to, you know, announce that we officially like did our ribbon cutting ceremony 3 weeks ago. So now we have
for the second
phase. And so now that's a total of 6 cottages at the back of the property. So once our kids are ready to age out, they have a safe place to go study. We have our greenhouse committee, and we also have an education activity. So I just want to plead to everyone, you know, under the sound of my voice, to get involved in the ways that you can. If you have skill sets, that's also needed, and you have your time and your knowledge, it's not only monetary donations, and we would be grateful.
Yes, I know I promised me, I promised myself that I'm going to have everyone to speak today, right? Right. So I know we have people behind the scene, right, who organizes all of this. Right. And so I already introduced you. So might as well just grab the mic one time. And what is your part in all of this initiative?
Hi, Mr. Neary.
Yes. Thanks very much for speaking. I appreciate it.
With both the Sugar Factory and the Ranfurly Home as we try to push and spearhead this really amazing initiative. You've heard it all throughout the show. It's called Sips for Smiles, and we're really just trying to reach our goal of raising $12,000 for the Ranfurly Home for Children. It is such an important organization. It has been such a pillar in the community for years. The children there are brilliant. You see Berniska as an example. And so we really just want the community, corporate Bahamas, friends, families, children, to get their parents to come down and get a drink and take a sip for smiles.
Okay. Let's go back to the general manager, right? Like I said, Saturday is the mad day for Bohemians. Everybody comes to Sugar Factory to celebrate, right? With this new initiative, I'm thinking it'll be inundated, but everybody say, I come with my coupons to get take advantage of the sip for smiles. You able to handle all this new traffic coming to Sugar Factory?
Well, to be honest with you, we've been working on this for a long time already. So we made sure that we were ready for it. And the more people we get in, the better for the initiative as well. So as Erin was mentioning before, we're actually doing the campaign at the coffee shop that is located just in front of the restaurant. So you guys don't have to worry about it. We can take you in. That's not a problem.
Good. Do I need reservations to come to Sugar Factory?
For the restaurant, you better make the reservations, especially for Saturday nights. As you mentioned before, they're normally Bahamian nights, so you better make a reservation ahead.
And now, if I just want to take advantage of these 3 drinks, because they have like over 50% discount, right? Can I just come walk up and say, hey, I'm not sure of the restaurant. I just want to get my drink and go?
Of course. Of course you can.
Okay, so, and explain that process. And also the process, if I want to purchase a coupon, not online, but I walk in through the Bahama Complex, I remember that Ranfurly Homes is having an initiative. And I say, I want to buy one coupon, right? Go ahead.
Thank you very much. So, yes, basically there's 2 ways you can do it. If you want to purchase in bulk or you want to purchase in advance, what you can do is go online. The webpage is sipsforsmiles242.com, and you'll be able to purchase the coupons online. But mm-hmm. as you mentioned before, if you want to just walk in the store, let us know that you want to contribute to the Ranfurly campaign, and we'll be able to serve you straight up. You don't need to give us a heads up. We'll be ready for you.
Okay, good. So any closing words? Go, Catherine, and then we close with Ms. Ballard.
Thank you again to the Sugar Factory for supporting us. We need it. We appreciate it, and will be effectively used. Thank you to Guardian Radio for always making space for these sorts of promotions. You're a great partner to the community also. And for everyone here, you've done a wonderful job, and I can't wait to come and get my Sugar Rush on.
Yeah, so I just want to give everyone a heads up on where we are located. So we are at the Rotunda. That's the lower level of Bahama. That's under the bridge. You come down the escalator, you take a right, and you can't miss us.
Go ahead. You finished at Rotunda? Go ahead.
I just want to say, come on down and take a sip for smiles.
Yes. Anyway, I'd just like to thank you for coming, and I appreciate Sugar Factory for partnering with the Rentfully Homes, right? We understand what the money is going to be used for, and we need more corporate citizens to come forward and say, hey, I want to help. And I'm very impressed that you've committed to, hey, you looking out for people, say, hey, let's call Rentfully Homes and let's partner with them. So thank you again for that.
And Mr. Neary, the website is www.sipforsmiles242.com.
Yes. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Neary. We're going to take a short commercial break right now. Have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah.
You see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me. I land up next to Cora.
No, man. We could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still got to pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For my money, got to make. Money got to make. Got to let children need food on their plate. I chase in the paper cause I don't wanna be great. Everything keep going up, everything keep going up. Life is food and water, things can never stop. I'm a hard working man, just doing the best I can. Hard work never counts, only have to pay the bills with envy.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM 96.9. This is C.A. Neary, and I have a guest in studio, one of the premier musicians in the Bahamas, right? Gino G? What? I already messed up the name.
Mr. Neary. The one and only.
I just remember the Barracuda.
Money gotta make. Barracuda.
I call him Ruby. I call him Barracuda Man. That's why.
That's why I hear. Yeah. From you say Barracuda Man.
You know who I meant.
Yes.
I when you took his name, I said, you mean the Barracuda Man? Because I didn't know he had a real name. I just called the Barracuda Man.
And this time I told you, bring this boy here for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Aaron. By the way, Aaron's birthday is tomorrow, and I want to do a preempt and say happy birthday to you.
Put a disclaimer, 10%.
Yeah?
Yeah, just say 10% of whatever is made.
Yeah.
Because money got to make.
Money got to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are three hit songs that Ruben G is now circulating. Mm-hmm. I mean, really good song. Besides the Barracuda song, which is my favorite, right?
Yeah.
And I want to know about wooing, what is new and what is hip, and why you choose music to express yourself.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First thing, good morning, man. Bahamas, good morning, Bahamas.
You could hear
My name is Mr. Ruben G. Mr. Ruben G.
Absolutely. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here, man. It's a pleasure being here.
I'm jealous. I mean, I'm glad you're on Guardian Radio AM. I'm jealous you was in on the clock.
Yeah, I thought he was going to reach out to you first because I know you played his song
He saw me in the crowd one
night. That's what it
is. His lawyers tell him that when they stay away from her, she ain't too excited.
Yes, get too excited.
Yeah,
Because when you played the song, and I said, okay, this is a nice song, this Barracuda song, mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of his other songs, right? So when I told you that he's coming on, I saw you got excited, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know you're familiar with his music and you play his music on your show all the time. So I said, yeah, I'll include you for this one. But I just know you just do a recent release.
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
I did a recent release. It's called MGM. I'm wearing the shirt right now. You see that?
Okay.
Yeah, man, money got to make. And when I say money got to make, there's so many different ways you can make money. Selling coconut water or doing other little stuff. But money is there to make. Mm-hmm. So you have to make this money if you want to, you know, if mm-hmm. you want to get somewhere, you got to make this money. That's enough what I'm trying to express to people that, hey, don't be afraid. If you don't have a career path, you can do any other things to make money. And money is out there to make.
Your songs tend to give like a bohemian narrative, everyday living, right? Like I said, my favorite is the Barracuda song, When You Get Hit. And I said, yes, I know, but my stepfather getting hit, because he didn't give himself to eat, that he getting hit and gets sick, can't move, cripple up, vomiting, puking, right?
Yeah.
And how you describe it inside the song is hilarious, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can visualize exactly what is happening by eating Barracuda. And the meat and the fish is so sweet.
Man, listen now, Barracuda. But honestly, it's a true song. It's a true song. I went out one day to just have some piece of Barracuda, and I was a little greedy with it. I didn't even share it with my friend.
That's what happens when you're greedy.
Yeah, I went inside to get it, and my friend was in the car. And I eat all right there at the table, at the bar. At the bar. And when I gone back to the car, she said, where's the Barracuda? I said, I ate it. She said, well, you didn't bring me any. But God knows that I did the right thing because me and her would have been laid up in doctors.
Yeah.
We'd have been laid up in doctors.
You're not even in the same bed. That's a horrible, horrible outcome.
Can you imagine? So how many songs do you have in repertoire so far?
Right now I have about 20.
20 songs?
Yeah.
And where can I purchase your songs in general, or can I download it or anything like that?
Yeah, I have majority of my songs on YouTube, and you know, I put some on Spotify. So
this Ruben G on YouTube with the song Kapunkalup.
Kapunkalup, that's me.
Yep, you could go right on YouTube, search Ruben G, and it will come up. The profile pic is this handsome man in dark shades smiling at you.
But let me get the producer's attention so we can play one more of his songs, or at least as many as we can, right? Because he sent me three. I want us to listen to it and have a chance or opportunity to appreciate it. But cue up the first one for me, and then you can start playing that anytime there, Kermit, for me, right? But how long have you been writing songs in the meantime?
Right now my profession, I'm a correction officer, right?
Okay.
I'm a correction officer. So I started off with the prison pop band.
I was the
singer for the prison pop band. But the first pop band was me and the next guy called Mr. John Thompson. We sang, it's the two lead singer for the prison pop band. And then I decided I can try something different.
Mm-hmm.
I can try and write a song for the band.
Okay. Right?
And then, but when I wrote the song that my producer, my boss, then he didn't appreciate it. So I'd say I can do it on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wrote a song called You Know Better Than Me.
Okay.
All right. You Know Better Than Me. So I wrote the song, and when I went to the studio and started to play.
That's what you had to tell the woman when she said, you don't love me. And she said, well, you must see know my heart better than me, hey.
No. Yeah. So I wrote that song, You Know Better Than Me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start writing. Because I love to write.
But tell us what You Know Better Than Me is about.
It's about Bahamian, like, you know, like, it goes like, wait, I live in this
Bahamian town. It's about Bahamian culture.
I live in Bahamian town. You live out west. I drive in an Accent. You drive in a Benz.
Yeah.
When you go to downtown on Saturdays, all you can see, pastors, doctors, lawyers, and MP think they better than me. So if they better than you, they're not better than me. Because when God comes, he comes for all of we. So let's get ourselves together, put our mind at ease, let them know that you know better than me. That's how it goes.
Yep. Royal Bahamas Police Force and Royal Bahamas Defense Force Pop Band, you all have heavy, heavy competition.
No.
I know they all don't compete. But what we love about it is when we say competition is it's camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's camaraderie. Yeah.
And then I switched and I wrote my second song called Rockin' Party. I call it Rockin' Party.
Okay.
It's like, can I sing a piece for you?
Go ahead, man. Please.
Like, get dressed on Friday nights, going to check the clubs, wearing Gucci shoes and fitted shirts. That was the young girl's love. Ladies, them looking nice and fine with head down on their back. So let those shoes and tight jeans, you know they can. Oh, this party is rocking. Whoa, that DJ is jamming. Yes, the people is moving. Round and round, trying to touch the ground. This party is rocking. Whoa, that DJ is jamming. Yes, the people is moving. Side by side to the electric slide. We talking about rocking party, rocking party.
I didn't know you could do acapella too. I taught you need the corresponding music to go with it, right? You do acapella.
See, that's the nature of Bahamian. Every single Bahamian song start acapella.
Yeah.
Two by them and a empty five gallon water bottle. Every Bahamian song starts off like that.
That's how we practice. We practice acapella.
Yeah.
But I'll let the producer now play one of the songs there, right? So we can listen to it and appreciate it, just so we hear the longer one. Go ahead there, Kermit.
As we look around our nation today, many say some have lost their ways. Our morals seem to be at all-time low. Many are confused, wondering where to go. Cause we have crisis of all variety. Cause we're living in a compunkle of society. All compunkle up, don't know left from right. So compunkle up, can't tell day from night. I'm kabunkle up, don't know up from down. We're kabunkle up, going round and round. Cause we have prizes of all variety. Cause we're living in a kabunkle up society. You said
all kabunkle up, Aaron. All kabunkle up.
Listen, hold on. I need you to understand something though, right? Ruben G put this, he posted this on YouTube 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
You hear what he say?
Mm-hmm.
You have all crisis of all kind of variety. Mr. Newry, what I like most is when songs reflect the truth, when they reflect what is in people's hearts, what people are thinking and what people are feeling, but better when local music gives people the language to express what it is they feeling but had a hard time saying. And for the last 2 years, I mean, I want to say thank you, Ruben G, because you said it before I said
it's like an anthem.
Yeah.
That you can, like, a moment of crisis in my life, this all kampunkle up.
Yeah.
And I love the Bahamian vernacular, because when you say kampunkle up, you know exactly what he means.
Yeah.
But why you chose that verse, did you write that song?
No. When I wrote that first song, that's kampunkle up, I was thinking about life out there, right?
Yeah.
And try to bring it in with hey, the world is kapunkle up. I mean, not in a bad way, but it's in a good way. You know what I'm saying? So in the ending part of the song, I try to explain to you what kapunkle up mean.
Mm-hmm.
It says like the people in the community will never stop. We all need to stay focused and don't get it mixed up. There's all kind of hate and less loving around. So let's all unite and help me sing this song. Cause we have crisis of all variety. Man, we're living in a kabunkle of society. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I have people text me, say you need to do a remix for like with Daddy White and do rap inside it also. look at Aaron. Look at me.
No. I'm just saying. No. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. We got all kinds of young artists venturing into other forms of music considered non-traditional, but are not running away from traditional Bahamian music. They're actually looking for ways to expound and expound on and expand Bahamian music. So what I've been pushing for is for rake and scrape artists to partner with hip-hop and dance and all types of different artists to reimagine Bahamian music. So I'm looking for somebody to take the song Bangalee by Charlie Adamson and sample that, right? And extrapolate, take some parts of it and sample it. And A, turn it back into another, turn it into a rake and scrape song, because remember it's Gombe.
Yeah, yeah.
Or take that sample and put it into some hip hop.
But you know, the part about it, what I really like about this song, what I wrote,
yeah, yeah,
is when I explained to them, because a lot of people hear the word kapunkalup and don't know what it means, all right? Yeah, yeah. So I went in the song and I wrote a part, I trying to let them know.
So what kapunkalup means?
Some may ask what kapunkalup means. In Bahamian terms, to be insane, to be precise, like you lost your mind, but doing the same old thing time after time will cause you lose your mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bunkle up. Kermit,
you know, like things.
Kill the next song for me.
If you take it from the song, if you take it from the scientific perspective, right? The quantum physicists will tell you the whole world is like it's crumpled up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the quantum entanglement, right? Mm-hmm. Things a little complex, and you gotta be calm and play the music producer and use love and to straighten it out a little bit.
So let's hear this next song.
Yeah, your body looks so sweet. I like the way you move it, girl. When you head, you get them off your feet. You are so sexy, girl. I need you right in my world. You make my heart run so wild. Sherry, girl, I just love your style. No, no, Sherry, Sherry, don't whine on me. Sherry, don't water on me. My body's getting hot, hot, hot. Just cool me down so my temperature can drop.
So, Mezame Way, and you say Sherry. How did this song come about?
This song is really a true song. Honestly, it's a true song, right?
All your songs sound to be true.
Speak right into the mic.
This song, right? This Sherry. See, I wrote this song in prison. Where I work, me and my coworkers, I'm like doing the night duties. I on night duty. We sit down in the backyard playing dominoes and you know doing other thing, you know, just to keep up, you know. And so during my time at work, I like to write. I love writings. So I wrote the song. Because one of my guy's friend said, Ruben, man, I get this little Sherry who live in this true little corner, boy. Man, I really crazy about it, right? And now he's like running over the little Sherry. I said, oh, Sherry, boy. I just call her Sherry. So he's called her Sherry. So I started to write. So I say, Sherry, come whine on me. I just started singing that part, right? And then me and him, we put the lyrics together, right?
Crafted mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, we come, like in one night, we put the whole song together. The whole song. And during that time, right? During that time, I think the government was keen on 1,400, all right? So I say, as soon as I get my 1,400,
mm-hmm.
promise I put something on your work permit. You don't have to duck or even dodge. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. Mess up me, boy!
That's lovely. That's lovely. Now listen, husbands, if you sing this song for your wife, just replace Cherry with her name. Just replace Sherry with her name, okay?
I love it. And I love how, again, you are using everyday language, everyday situations.
And all of my songs.
In all of my songs.
Listen, now, as a corrections officer, have the stories or the experiences with prisoners caused you to write any ballads? Like, you ever overhear a boy who can't necessarily write, transcribing the letter. He's telling the boy, write this letter to my girl for me. You ever any moment like that where you write a love song?
No, I never came across that. No.
Because I imagine those guys in prison, they left love behind.
And they still pining for
their loved ones.
Yeah.
And so has the prison experience being a corrections officer inspired any of your music?
Sometimes you could be in a conversation and listen to people talk and certain things they say.
Yeah,
I just grab my pen and I write. I say, boy, I like that, you know.
Okay,
I like that.
And a lot of times,
I know the prisoner who's been in there, but he released now. He always said, Kippy, listen to this. And I just listen to it. I even know sometimes it don't make much sense, but I do listen to it. But like some things he say, I make a note of it.
Yeah.
And I carry that on with me until I need to use that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So a lot of times I, you know, But I never, one guy, the Capone Club guy,
yeah, yeah.
A person that gave me that Capone Club word, he said, wait, he wrote like two lines for that for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what it yeah, feels like when you.
Yeah, listen. He wrote two lines for that for me. And I took it from there and I carried on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you are part of the prison band.
I was a part of the prison band, but now, you know, the new generation coming now, so you know, I just phase out now, let the young people take over.
Where do you perform, or how can I contact you to perform?
I I'm a behemoth artist now, so supposed to be going to the Long Island Regatta coming up June, you know, I'm supposed to be going to Crowd Fest or something coming up. Mm-hmm. Some other stuff.
So behemoths can hear you at these events.
Tour. I perform every Sandeman and Andrus.
Where you from? Who your people is?
That's the good question. I looking for the question a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I'm from Long Island. I'm from Northern Long Island.
Yeah.
Seymour's.
Seymour's from Long Island.
Seymour's, yes.
Okay.
Seymour's.
I told you to say you're the Gibson from Long Island.
I'm the Gibson from Long Island too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the Gibson from Long Island.
You all Long Island?
Yeah, I'm Long Island. I came up from Long Island when I was like about 16, and I went to school over here, and from there,
Test you. You from down south or up south?
You know, up south, I'm down north.
You down north? You down north. You're a Long Islander.
Yeah, down north.
So you ever catch any sheep?
My father had sheep in his pasture. You know, when I was younger, he had a little pasture where he had the fence around and he had like sheep there and then goats there. But you know, the thing about running no sheep.
When
that's,
did that's, you run no sheep? No,
I ask you if you run a sheep. I want to know when I come to Long Island Regatta or homecoming. I want to know if I could ride like a rodeo. I want to know if I could wrangle and ride a sheep.
No, that's impossible.
Not a wild boar.
No.
What do you mean it's impossible?
No.
Leave the sheep alone.
No, sheep's.
It's like a rodeo.
That's only a talk. I don't even figure speech for ride sheep because sheep's there. But nobody ride no sheep.
Y'all don't do the little
we don't
sheep.
Run no sheep.
Y'all don't do the rodeo with the little children and the little children have to catch the sheep.
No, but you gotta realize now we have the best mutton is come from Long Island. The best mutton. If you go to Regatta right now and you eat some steamed mutton with peas and rice or crab and rice with coleslaw. And planted.
Oh, yeah, this boy.
You will lick your fingers.
You better be at R&B Bailey Park on Saturday.
I'm gonna be there.
You performing?
I ain't gonna perform, but
just
I can
grab
be there.
A mic and perform.
I can show up there. Mm-hmm. But in Long Island, we gotta get the best crab and rice, peas and rice with steamed mutton. I ain't gonna lie, you know, the mutton is cooked on Friday, and say on Thursday, all right? And you go to the shack Thursday around about 5 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, the mutton finished.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Finished.
So why are you from Roses, Long Island, and you ain't singing no love song?
I just going to say ballad for Long Island or a song for Long Island with the word Long Island in it. Do you have anything like
I wrote a song. At least me and my brother wrote a song for Mutton Fest.
Okay.
You got to sing part of that too. We'll sing the chorus.
And I still waiting to hear Barracuda.
I'm trying to make sure Kevin has that so you can cue.
Barracuda could be last, all right?
Okay.
You have your phone. You might have sent it. They sent you Brett Barracuda already, no way.
No,
I sent him Barracuda.
You may have to send me that again because we got to be sending double it. While we talk, see if you have that so we have that play because that's your popular song, like the one that you're known for. But send me Barracuda so I can send it to Kermit and watch you through that. But I'm happy that each island have like a premier musician. You know, that you can say, hey, I need you to create a song, what do you call it now?
An anthem. Yeah.
In fact, there
are a lot of older ones, right? Mm-hmm. The Eleuthera have a couple with Eleuthera in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island Breeze, right? We get a couple there. Abaco have one or two. Bimini, Lalo and Bimini.
Mm-hmm.
Acklands. They got a song called Acklands Regatta or Acklands Regatta Time, right? But I don't know if I find a recent one for like Crooked Island or Rum Key. And I think it's time for a wave of new artists.
Mm. So perhaps that's what we need to do. We need to have, like, for every regatta, have a regatta song competition.
Right.
And tell them it had to be an anthem.
But listen,
so share that on.
I know 2023 is 1,000 years away, but I was hoping that would have been a part of the song competition, like an element, that you would have a category where it's island song and the theme is the name of the island you're singing about.
Mm-hmm. You find that yet?
Yeah, I'm sending
it. Sending it to me? Yeah. Or downloading. Yeah. So you continue to talk about it, downloading, right?
Yeah.
You said that you have a song with Long Island in it.
Yeah.
You do a cappella. You can sing it.
see, with music sometimes, right? Like when you don't go at it too much, it tends to, yes.
The Long Island people call him and say, keep the Long Island secrets.
No. But I did a song called Mutton Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So answer the question. You were the lead singer in the Bahamas
prison band?
Prison band.
Yeah.
Do you play an instrument?
No, I don't play no instrument.
Just
no.
Your voice.
I just my voice.
Do you teach singing or do you sort of coach or mentor young vocalists?
No, I never get to that part yet. No, I never.
Okay. And
so sometimes, like, I do like the singing part just for a hobby.
I mean, I believe you,
yeah,
but
I don't venture into them.
From your a cappella performance, you seem extremely talented. Here's another thing. Did you train formally? Did you train formally in the church? Were you like us when I was younger? We used to hear things on the radio, record it, write down the lyrics and perform it and practice it. You just practice singing with your friends and your siblings?
Yeah, that's what I... See, I like to sing karaoke. When I was younger, I like to sing karaoke.
Okay.
All right. I could, like, Lionel Richie music. I could sing Lionel Richie. I love Lionel Richie. I could sing any Lionel Richie song.
Yeah.
All right, but I never could sing with the band. Because my boss told me, yeah, you got to sing slow song.
So why
I'm saying?
Not?
No, because we focus on mostly like work and scrape and cultural.
So
yeah.
Y'all don't perform so, yeah,
no,
those.
Only
right.
If you do
okay.
Have a special function,
okay.
We'll try and put a couple in like that.
Because me and Pat Roll want to know when you're going to put out your ballad, your album of ballads with that voice. I just want to know. It's only another 9 months until Valentine's Day.
I know that you mentioned Long Island, right? And you mentioned the goats and the sheep and the best mutton. And I'm just started reflecting on a song called Stinking Goatskin.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm thinking, you need to get put set to work. Start writing songs about catching sheep.
That's a really good idea, honestly. You know? I need to take that to the consideration, man. That's a good idea.
Yeah, man, because who knows best about the island culture but the
person who lives there.
I agree. I mean, I know every single mosquito that ever grow from James Siston, but I ain't from Eleuthera. It ain't my place to write these stories, but I desperately want to hear them, and other people desperately want to hear them. And I'm not from your island, but I understand the importance of preserving your island's culture distinct and separate from my island's culture without any competition.
So I just got a song from Reuben G.
Yeah.
Reuben Gibson, right? So I just sent it to Kermit. So as soon as Kermit gets it, he's going to cue it up and play it for it. But you already mentioned the narrative about getting... When you get hit,
how
you say this. When you get poisoned by barracuda, you call it getting hit.
Yeah, I don't like that. I want to say as a advocate for rights and things, the barracuda didn't hit you. You made the decision to eat the barracuda.
You know, when
you could tell the judge that barracuda.
No. You know, when I, because Stevie has sang the first part with me, right?
Okay.
So when I went in the studio to do it, I say Stevie S, could you just say a line,
mm-hmm.
Start off with a line. Then Stevie S, he's so talented, he said, Reuben G, I hear you've been on drips. Say, you get hit, but now you're looking good. You know what I'm saying? And he said it so nice, man. I said, boy, I can
put it in the song. You got to get that
with
it.
Yeah, had to put it in. Man.
That's the language.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you get it, cue it up and play that for us, man. There you go. Let's listen to this.
Let me tell you this story. I was hanging out with some friends. I had to be the barracuda. I didn't want the fun to end. Man, the fish was fried so dry. I never saw no flies. The sweetest fish in the sea. I've been buckling to my knees. I get hit. They put me on drips. And I start to itch. And it make me shh.
Lord of mercy.
It was the intruder. I eat the old barracuda. The sweetest fish in the sea. Send me straight down to A&E. Yeah. Oh, the old barracuda. Sweet fishy.
know. Lord is bigger in.
And that's the hit song right there. That's a hit song. That's the one where everyone in the Bahamas is familiar with when you call your name Ruben G. So I appreciate this because I understand what you mean by getting hit.
Man, that's world tier. You see how you bring what they call it, the break. You see when you come into like the second voice now, like, brum, brum. Cousin.
Yeah, that's the hit song. But yes. you hear the second verse. The second verse say, I went in this restaurant, saw a sign on the wall. Say, eat at your own risk if you think you're strong and tall. My knees started to get weak. My body started to itch. My stomach started to roar. Had me crawling all over the floor. I get hit. They put me on drip. And I start to itch.
Lord have mercy. That was Ruben G. He has the hit song into the Bahamas, this Barracuda song. He just is letting us hear some of his verses here. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, man.
We got to bring you back on.
Thank you
for more music, you know. And thank you very much, Kermit, for playing those songs. We'll go ahead and last couple seconds.
Yeah, no, I just happy. I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. And rest in peace, LeVar Pratt, who made sure I never get hit by Barracuda.
That's Ruben G. Thank you very much. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thanks for joining us, eh? Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.